Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know where the saying, the brass tacks, comes from?
You're gonna tell me.
Yeah. Well, first of all, let me just ask, when I ask you that question, what did you hear? Did you hear me ask you what the brass T-A-X was? Or did you hear
T-A-C-K-S? Yeah, because that's what the saying is.
Okay. So I almost had to look it up today. I always thought it was T-A-C-K-S. Because, you know, be the brass actual tack that you would nail into something. And I knew it was old-timey, and they don't get old-timey sayings really about paying taxes. So I always thought it was that. But I never really thought about it until I entered into the old Google machine today. So there are three different theories, Ray, where brass tacks comes from. Theory number one is that it comes from brass tacks that were hammered into the counter at a garment factory or a draper or a haberdasher that were used to measure cloth in precise units instead of, you know, approximating, well, a yard is about an arm length. So they actually had it measured out there. You would have to measure yourself against the brass tacks. Okay, sounds like a pretty good origin story to me. Number two, you're going to like number two even more, Ray. 19th century American culture, they used brass tacks to spell out the initials of the deceased on tops of coffins. So there's that.
There's that.
And then number three is also delightfully sort of violent because it comes from the early American West and the practice of adorning one's gun stock with brass tacks. And according to author Stanley Vestal, brass tacks hammered into the stock of a rifle marked the tally of the mountain man's victims. And those were the brass tacks. I like all three of those theories.
Yeah.
I like them all. I don't know which one's right. I don't need to know which one's right.
They're all right.
They're all right to me. I like them all. I sign off and endorse every single one of them. Well, we wanted to give you the brass tacks. What I do know brass tacks has always meant is, here it is. This is it. I can't explain it to you any more than I'm explaining it to you right now. We've corrected our math. Well, Ray's corrected my math.
I had to correct my math, so we're both wrong.
There have been a lot of math corrections already on the show. No team in NBA history has ever won an NBA title without being at least six games over 500. That's it. That's bare minimum of all NBA history. No team has ever won a championship without being at least six games over 500. That team was the 1978 Washington Bullets, who were 44-38, only six games over 500. For the Warriors to finish six games over 500 in their final 24 games, they need to be six games over 500. They have to go 15-9. 15-9 would get the Warriors to the worst win total that has ever won an NBA championship. Someone on the Xfinity mobile text line points out pretty well. Well, they already have the best record ever to not win a championship. So maybe they should join the Bullets as the team with the worst record ever to actually win a championship. That would be a very good yin and yang. That would balance out the basketball universe very, very well. But I just, you know, going to use the old naked eye test, man. They ain't passing it. They're short. They're short on bodies, and they're short on height. They're a small basketball team. They have a bench that you can't trust right now. They made a move at the deadline to add to that bench, and unfortunately, all that move leaves them is a body short. It stinks, but it's the way it is. So there's your brass tacks. Little history lesson, little saying lesson, and a little math lesson for all involved, including the hosts here. They got to go 15-9 in their final 24 games to have as bad of a record that has ever been allowed to win an NBA championship. I wonder if Steve already knows that.
No, I don't think he cares. I think he's up to his eyelids in this team right now. I don't think he could tell you a lot about 2 years ago or 3 years ago. I think he tends to blot those things out of his mind. Because this is not history for him. This is a whole new experience. And I think the maddening part for him that he will never admit is that he walks on the floor every night they play with no idea of what he's going to get.
Bob Myers was on with Steiny and Guru today, talked about how this team is not exactly excelling, but ain't exactly dead yet either.
When you're able to do it that many times with the same kind of core, there's a belief, there's a confidence. It's a little bit like maybe a boxer where they just haven't been knocked out. And people listening can say, I don't care. But they really haven't. And so we'll see how long they can keep going before that happens. And I think the league even kind of knows that too. And I never thought people were scared of our team or not. But when you're playing these guys in a series, you look across and you look at guys that have done it four times. There's a weight to that. And even, I remember when we used to play the Spurs, you just felt like if it was close, you're going to lose. Because they just had this determination and will. So you had to beat them.
So he used a boxing analogy, and I think the analogy that would better serve Bob Myers in that moment is, we hope to show you who we really are when we get to the championship rounds. You know, in every big fight, there's a championship round, and hopefully we answer the bell in that round. But are they a little bit of a staggered, punch-drunk fighter right now? Yeah, 29-29 basically tells you that's what it is. He also, Ray, said that they're, you know, no one was ever scared of us. That's untrue. The NBA was terrified of the Golden State Warriors for a 3-4 year run there. You had teams basically punting on the idea of even trying to compete. The Warriors had so locked down the "we got this" just feeling around the NBA. There was no point in even gunning to get the Warriors. That's how dominant they were. That's actually why I respect a little bit of that Daryl Morey Houston Rockets team, because they did go for it in a time where just about the rest of the NBA decided, yeah, we're punting. We're punting on this 4-year window. It's not going to happen for us, so we're not even going to try. And then he says, you know, the Warriors didn't scare people. They did. But this time around, I don't think they're going to. I don't think their reputations are going to scare anyone. Just the reputations of Draymond, Steph, and Klay this time around. As a matter of fact, if you're picking paths through the postseason, I mean, I would rather be on the Warriors' side of the bracket than I'd rather be on the Suns or Nuggets' side of the bracket. And I think the rest of the NBA probably would, too.
Oh, I mean, why would you want to avoid a play-in team? I mean, let's be honest. That's what they are right now. You know, the whole idea of 82 games, as onerous as it is that it tells you who's what. Doesn't tell you who's going to win all the time. But the number one and the number two seed win an awful lot of the time in this league. And there's a reason why, ultimately, these regular season games matter. It allows teams to show what they are. I mean, you look at Denver. You can't come away not being very impressed. You look at Memphis. I mean, they're a weird counterpunching team, but they're still going to be a tough out. And then you look at the Celtics, you look at the Bucks, and probably Philadelphia, and you go, those are going to be hard teams to play. In fact, I think you almost know that the East is going to give you either Boston or Milwaukee. Now, Milwaukee is on a heater right now. And
there's only two other teams that could possibly crash that party. One wouldn't be a surprise, Philadelphia. Cleveland might be the surprise that could crash that party.
It would be a surprise to me, because I think there's a definite difference between those three.
We got tiers, and Cleveland's on that bottom tier.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.